It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. You've heard me talk about lubrication domination. Well, the specifics of that phrase can be found in these products: Mystic Lubricants JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils, Mystic Lubricants JT6 Grease, Mystic's JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid. All put together, that's the Mystic Legendary Family of Lubes, specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions. The very work that you give your equipment producers, working those machines hard, especially when you can get into the field to get the job done. Lubrication domination is what they call it. You can find your local Mystic distributor or the retailer nearest you by going to the website mysticlubes.com. It's spelled M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. This is the day for the Central U.S. Shakeout Drill. It happens this morning at 10:18 to prepare us for what would be happening in an earthquake. It means wherever you are at that moment, 10:18 this morning, whether at home, at work, at school, you should drop, cover, and hold on, as if there were a major earthquake occurring at that very moment, and you're being asked to stay in that position for at least 60 seconds. Now, they won't be closing any highways. There won't be any power outages or other simulated effects of a hypothetical earthquake. The shakeout is not something you need to leave work to participate in. In fact, participating at work, they say, is encouraged. The main goal of the shakeout is to get everyone prepared for major earthquakes here in the heartland of America. We suspect that will inspire some interesting social media photographs later today. From This Week in Agribusiness, our soybean trade with the biggest customer we have, China, has come to a screeching halt because of the trade war. Up until this year, China's soybean purchases climbed in 10 of the previous 12 years. And imports of soybeans into that nation in this final quarter of 2018 are expected to be down the most since 2006. The main runway at the Sioux Falls, South Dakota airport has been under construction, but it should be open just in time for Saturday, the kickoff of the 100th pheasant hunting season of the state. I've flown into Sioux Falls as the season kicks off. I recall being impressed by how many guns were on that plane with us. Checked baggage of the hunters, drawn to that region every fall. The airport executive director told the Sioux Falls Argus Leader newspaper that he enjoys seeing the families come in now. It's not the old boys club anymore. They'll be the parents, kids, grandkids. Oh, and he says there are many more girls and women coming to South Dakota to hunt these days. In Owensboro, Kentucky, they kick off today the grand opening of the Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame and Museum, a $15 million attraction tracing the roots of bluegrass in America and honoring the bluegrass greats. There's a theater, an outdoor stage, a private event space there. The museum actually opens to the public on Saturday with an all-day slate of outdoor shows of bluegrass. Owensboro, Kentucky. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.